I don't know if you know this, and I don't want to break it to you, but Jesus is not a Republican. He's not a Democrat, and he's not a Libertarian. But wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if we didn't even have to think about voting, and we could just stand up like Joshua and say, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord, and we check that box. You don't have to worry about morality. You don't have to worry about past histories. You don't have to worry about lying and deceit and double talk, and you don't have to worry about stupid tweets. How awesome would it be if we could just check a box? But you know what Jesus says to Pontius Pilate? My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place. Jesus isn't on the ballot, which means voting's hard. You have to look at all the issues, and you have to ask yourself, what is the definition of marriage? You have to look and say, what does God say about helping the poor, as he says all the time in the Bible? Are we doing that as a group of people? What does God say about end-of-life issues like abortion? Or what does God say about euthanasia? All these things you have to wrestle with and try and figure out the right answer. And I wish it was as easy as just checking the same box and shutting it down. But as a believer, voting is hard, and God has called you to be salt and light in the world. Jesus left his kingdom to come to our kingdom, not to rule. Jesus left that kingdom to pay for our sins. And he gives us a peace of mind that we have somewhere to go. But until we're there, we got to work, and we have to vote, and we have to look for those people who are marginalized. All of that rests on our shoulders, and God gives you the ability to do that. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, it would be so easy if we could just check a box and know that all the decisions were taken care of. But instead, in this world, we got to wrestle with morality. We have to wrestle with lies. We have to wrestle with trying to make the right decision. Help us do that with a clear heart that looks at your word. And help us do that with a knowledge that knows that we stand forgiven with you. And now with clear eyes, we can look at what the world says and what is best for our neighbor as we go out and be advocates in this world, as we go out and vote. We ask this in Jesus' name, our Savior, not our King on this world, but our King in the world to come. Amen.
One of the passions of Time of Grace is to reach people by whatever means possible. Through television, through Facebook, social media, however we can connect people to God's amazing grace. And that's why recently we've started to connect in a more intentional way to Instagram, a social media platform that's reaching especially a younger demographic who might not know as much as many of us do about Jesus. I would love for you to connect with me on my Instagram account at Pastor Mike Novotny. You're going to catch some inside looks of my life and especially how I try to connect my day-to-day life, my family, and my work to our incredible Savior and his amazing word. So check it out. I hope it's a blessing to you, and may God bless your week.